Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
happy to join with you today in what will go down in history.
That's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And this is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. movement tonight. And we're talking about white supremacy, racism, cops shooting and killing people, locking them up unjustly. We're getting ready to start a march. I'm talking to Mr. White here in Chicago. Stop the killing, save babies. We're concerned tonight about your welfare. And every Monday night we have the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. movement. We have people to call in. They got problems on the job. They have problems with housing, problems with people not treating them right, and then problems with the police and the judges not doing right in the courtroom. Racism, white supremacy is very important. Dr. Martin Luther King talked about racism, white supremacy. Dr. Martin Luther King talked about black folks being able to get reparation. Now, what's happening now? We have talked about the killings and the shootings that's going on. We talk about the black on black crime. And tonight, I want you to come involved. And I was talking to Sister Mary Troy, and we're going to set a Martin Luther King chapter in Detroit. And we're going to have, in Detroit, we're going to set a chapter in Detroit. And we're going to have a young man to run that chapter. And we're going to be down in New Orleans and Arkansas and down in Mississippi and Louisiana. Because since Dr. King have passed, do you know racism has gotten worse? Shot a boy, the boy didn't have no gun, lied, got the court crying out on the camera. The boy didn't have no gun, but he shot him. And they beating up people, they robbing. We had police up here robbed 100 people and put them in prison. So we went to the FBI on him and found out that all them people they had let go. And people from the Sioux City, Chicago, where they have these crooked cops on the force. Okay? They do what they want to do. They rob you. They go in your house. And then they don't think you're going to do nothing. But we're getting ready going into 2023 to turn all this stuff around. I want you to be on board and be a part of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. movement. We resurrecting the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. movement where you can be protected. Since the police don't protect you and the unions don't protect you, so you get a job, the man fight you like he want to. And one guy was working in Mississippi at the chicken plant. He got sick, they fired him. I made a call down there. Told him we going to march down on him. He put the man back to work. But I shouldn't have to call down to Mississippi to tell a man because he was racist. And I told him he was racist. So I'm going to go down there and shut the Duke Chicken Factory down. When I said that, he said, well, I told him, man, you're going to see about your job. He got the job back. I shouldn't have to do that. In the spirit of Dr. King and Malcolm X and all our blacks that fought hard for us to have equality, we shouldn't have to do things like that, treat us right. They should want to treat us right and treat us like we black women and black men. You know, no police shouldn't beat you. And the police shouldn't lie, but they lie all the time. You know, they lie. That's why when they said something, we have your camera out. The boy up in Minnesota had his camera out. They still shot him, you know, in life. So Dr. King, Malcolm X, and all the prophets and the people that fought so hard for our equality, we still fighting the uphill battle. Those that came Sunday to the service, the testimony of Sister Pearl Williams, and the reading scripture of Sister Mary Hawkins, y'all did a good job. And another thing I'm saying to you, you and you, if you're going to get change, you have to stand together. If you want change, you have to stand together. Dr. King told us that. If we want change, we have to stand together. Right? Now, whatever problem you got tonight, I want to be able to help you with it. And Sister Mary, let me vision when you come to Detroit. For the year, Mary Pearl, I'd be in Detroit. Kim, I'd be in Detroit. And we're gonna do something. You know, in Detroit, black folks came from Mississippi, Arkansas, to Detroit. You know, and right now we're in the midst of nine feet of snow they got in Buffalo, New York. 9 feet of snow is up to your waist, and if you 5'9", it's up over your head. It was so much snow in Buffalo, New York, they had to get the bulldozer to move the snow. They still moving snow. They had 2 feet of snow in Kalamazoo, Michigan. That's right out there going to Detroit. That way it goes. Well, Sister Deborah Pussy came over here. She couldn't get here because all the snow that had in Detroit. They had some snow up in Minnesota, but they had a big snowstorm in South Dakota. And North and South Dakota, and it went some part of Minnesota, and they had a lot of snow in Wisconsin. Because so all that happening. But I prophesied there'll be flood on flood, that an earthquake, I told you about that. I told you about a hurricane coming back to back to Florida. I told you there'd be an earthquake in California. They had one, but they're going to have another one. Okay. They will have floods out in Las Vegas. So what you're saying, Bishop, we will have in the Midwest, that's Chicago, that's Michigan, that's Indiana, that's Minnesota, that's Ohio, we're going to have a blizzard, a snowstorm, back to back. Okay. You know, you might say, Bishop, what all that's going on? Man and women do not obey God. And what going to happen? We have turned our back away from God. We don't love each other no more. Mama fight daughter. Daughter fight mama. Daddy fighting son. Son fighting daddy. Sisters and brothers simply can't get together. Sometimes you got to separate yourself from that. I want to come down to Monroe to do a special service with Sister Lena Anderson. And I want to do a special, I might have to do it here online from Chicago and do it through YouTube or do it through one of the channels. But there's no reason where family in this critical time can't come together. It's nothing but the devil from here blocking you from your growth. I want you to get ready to go on your own business, you know. And on Monday night, we have Dr. King Movement. This is my now Tuesday night, because of the ancestors. If some people called me Tuesday night, and I told them about what happened to the ancestors. Happy birthday to those who got birthdays, Mary birthday, Chelsea, Given birthday, Sister William birthday. There's so many birthdays, so I had a whole list of birthdays here. And I just want to say happy birthday to all them November birthday babies. We're getting ready to go into December. And I want to give a birthday for them in December. But tonight, we'll listen to Dr. King Movement. I got a few hands up. And if you got something, I'm going to put you on before I turn over to Dr. King. Okay. I'm talking to 3711. You're on there. What you have to say at 3711, your phone is open up. Your mic is open. 3711, 318, 3711. That's your number. After the show, 3711.
It's out there.
You're on? Go ahead on. I don't hear you. 3711. You're on now. on Monday night, we're going to start, if you got a complaint, on Monday night, starting, I guess I'll start next Monday. This Monday I started. That's what he gave it to me. If you got any complaint about your job, school, police, or the city hall, whatever state you're in the union, because we get out all over the United States. I have people call me from Africa and Canada. So if you got any kind of problem, Jerry, I want you to help me with this, do some research. We're talking about Dr. King movement on Monday night. And I'm going to take the time out on Monday night to get your complaint. And after I get the complaint, I'm going to have somebody to follow up. Now, what complaints I'm talking about, I ain't talking about no girlfriend and boyfriend mess. I'm talking about complaints with the police department, complaints with the city hall. You having complaints on your job. They treating you unfair at school or college. And I'm gonna have somebody take that down or we can get involved. If you're trying to get a job and they discriminate you on the job, if they done fired you because you were sick and missed the day, we're going to take Mondays and take this stuff down. And on during the week, next Monday, I report what was the finding of your report. I don't care if you're Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, wherever you might be. See? Now, if you pay my expense, I'll get a plane and come down now. And I don't mind marching. And I don't mind getting on the TV to tell the truth. In the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., somebody got to stand up. Ain't nobody stand up but the homosexuals and these other people. It's the true people got to stand up, okay, for the truth. Teaching these black politicians won't do nothing but take money and turn and run when they supposed to be doing a job, okay? So somebody got to wake these people up all over the country. Now, look at the boy running down in Atlanta. He knows he's not qualified to be, he's a football player and wasn't a good football player then. He want to run because somebody told him to run. Now, if we had the Dr. King movement, and that is the man running is the Dr. King Church, Ebenezer Baptist Church. He's running against him. Nobody with a good sense will go against all the stuff that Dr. King did at Ebenezer Baptist Church for Atlanta and for this world. That somebody would come up and be on Uncle Tom because somebody told you to run against black. We got to stop fighting each other. So start next year, Jerry. I won't care if you're black or blue. If you're against the neighborhood, I'm coming at you. Put a picket sign in front of your door, your church, your house, wherever you might be. Straighten up and fluff. We have to come together. Stop the killing, save the babies, okay? And we got to do that. Ain't nobody going to do nothing for us. You can write, you free all along. Don't mean nothing. Freedom means that when you're able to love each other and forgive, and it's a lot going on in the world. But in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, in the spirit of black folks, our ancestors, okay? Now, this is what Dr. King said and Dr. Clark said this and Dr. Anderson said this. If you vote, okay, we all go vote. For what? What you going to give us for our vote? That's what voting all about, okay? We voted for Johnson. Johnson didn't give us nothing, okay? So what I'm saying now, we voted for Obama. What did Obama give you? We voted for Nixon. What did he give you? We voted for Bush. What did he give you, okay? Now, what I'm saying, we voted for Biden. Biden sent all the money over to Ukraine. What about the black people in Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Georgia, in America? Trillions of dollars being sent. This is what Dr. King talked about. If we're going to vote, we're going to vote in a block, and we want something for the vote. Now, the next president election come up, I'm going to vote for the one that they're going to give us a reparation. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care if it's McDonald. If they say they're going to give us a reparation, I'm going to vote for them. I'm not going to throw my vote away because it's less of the two evils. It ain't no less of the two evils. The man that's going to help the community, the man that if I get in, I come and do this here. If you can't do that, I'm not voting. You know, y'all hear what I'm saying? Our ancestors were learning how to vote, and they didn't want people. Now we know how to vote, so you got to vote intelligent. You got to vote because we need housing. You got to vote because we need better education. You got to vote because we want these police to stop coming in, killing black folks, and ain't nothing been done about it. All the killing going on in Chicago, more killing in Chicago, black on black, than in Afghanistan. When you over there, where Russia, that's white on white. I never heard the press say white on white, but they're saying the black community, black on black. Over where Russia, that's white on white. You know black folks over there, them white folks fighting white folks for power. Hello, somebody. I just want to bring the truth out where you know what's going on. They give you a bad picture. Oh, Chicago, black on black. In Detroit, black on black. In Louisiana, black on black. What about the white on white killing and bombing over in Ukraine? The white folks, there ain't no black folks. Russia is white. Ukraine is white. They don't even want no blacks over there. Let's keep it real. What are you doing for black folks? I would say somebody call and can tell me what they're doing for black folks. We vote, we Russian, then get out the vote. Well, for what? What? And then when we get black in there, they turn and get with white folks. And don't want to speak to you. Huh? We got to change the scenario of these politics. Okay? And we're going to do that through the Dr. King nonviolent political movement. Take this down. Dr. Martin Luther King nonviolent political movement. That's the next movement. Okay? And we're going to bring all this stuff out. Shake. Now, I want to tell you tonight that Monday night always talk about what's happening in the community, what's happening in your neighborhood, like they said, what happened in your neck of the woods, okay? What's happening there? Now, I'm going to tell you, I see a lot of hands up tonight if somebody wants to talk. 3711, your hands up, what you have to say. From Louisiana. 3711, your hands up. 8138, your hands up. 1717, your hands up. Which one want to have something to say first? 8138, your hands up. What you want to say? Oh, 3711, your hands up. Now, what I'm talking about now, you might have a comment on that. We need to have a movement by the people, for the people, to start a deal. It's, so many people told me they got fired because they was working where people were, LB, what people was gay, and because they wouldn't get me fired them. This happened in Monroe, Louisiana, down at that mall, Pecanland Mall. Girl called me and told me. The girl told me Florida, she got fired because she wouldn't go along with some of those people. Mr. White coming on tomorrow night, we're going to talk about breaking down what that LBG, or whatever it means, we're going to break it down step by step. So have your pencil and paper so you can know what it means. I want to say this, and I know this. God made the human race, okay? Cause you a Christian don't mean you got no community. Cause you Islamic don't mean you got no community. Cause you Jewish don't mean you got no community. Those are religious titles. Okay? You can't make a race. You can't make a race if God didn't give you the race. Okay? God made human beings, man and woman, boy and girl. Anything else is not a God. Oh, y'all ain't gonna laugh now. But I want to, what happened. Now, this is a note. Look up. I want you to look this up. Get your pencil and paper. Go to the internet. They call it buck busting. And it says buck busting. That's when the white slave owners used to take men and screw them in their butt, tie them to a tree. That's happening. slavery carried us a long way. Now, this what Kanye West said. He said that we chose to be slaves. He's right and he's wrong. If you don't want to be no slave, you die. Okay? So people weren't ready to die. If I don't want to do what you don't want me to do, kill me. I ain't going to cut no corn. I ain't going to pick no... Kill me. See what I'm saying? That's what he was talking about. But you can last long or just hold on, because help coming in a minute. You know, the police beat a boy up here in Chicago, and the boy told him, look, I ain't did nothing to you, officer. You beat me, then you lied. But I'll see you again. He locked the boy up. Boy got out of jail because the boy was a veteran. Put his army stuff on him and went back. Killed that police and gave him the gun. So I told him I was going to get him. You can't play with everybody. See, when they started marching at some police's homes and getting their wives and their children, they'll stop doing all this dirty stuff. Some blacks is worse than whites. They racist. And they want to, you know, we was somewhere on Cottage Grove, and the white police just beating the boy, and the black police up there looking. One of the community said, you ain't going to stop that. The community people told me, stop hitting him. You got him handcuffed. And the other police came up around, what you said? You heard what I said. Y'all in front of my house. So the police went on to tell him on. What happened to George Floyd? The man was choking George Floyd up in Minnesota. And the people was there telling you choking him. There was a nurse there. There was a doctor there. Them other police that are going to jail now, they wouldn't let the people stop him from choking. He choked him to death, George Floyd, putting his knee on his neck. It's a lot of it happened, but it was on camera. So they caught it. So they come out. See what I'm saying? All that stuff, it can happen to you going to work. It can happen to you going to the mall. No, you got to understand. When you let it go by, it can happen to you or your children. So before it happened to you and your family, you speak up. This is the Dr. King movement. 3711, you on now. 8138, you on. What you have to say? 1717, what you have to say? Oh, I got your text. Okay. Your brother is in jail, and the boy that killed the lady and found them out, they let them out. How many months he's in jail? For 40 years he's been in jail. I'm gonna tell you, when he get out, you go get a lawyer, y'all sue that city for a false arrest, because they got the DNA of the boy that did it, and they can arrest him. Now you're letting your brother out. Okay? So that's what you do. That's the stuff that I wanna give out on Monday night. Where you need to go in your neighborhood, in your community. If you're in Detroit, California, you need to have somebody you can go to clear up this stuff. We got a lot of rogue police out there. We got a lot of rogue politicians out there. So when you start calling them out, that means that they got to do right. Okay. So it's time. We got the camera that's taking their picture. And when we find the camera on the picture, we're going to see why y'all ain't taking care of business, because we got them doing dirty stuff, okay? 8138, you on there. What you have to say? Okay, let me open up the line. Hold up. Oh, I see that. Okay. Okay, 8138, you on there. Your line is open.
I was listening to you, and you said something about the police. There's a lot of crooked police around here in Detroit. Everywhere. It's a lot of crooked police. So I guess because they got a badge, they think they can do what they want to do to people.
If you know somebody that the police did take their name, their badge number, don't go. You and you get with me, we're going to call the FBI. We're going to go to the Justice
right.
Department and see why these police can get all this money. They're getting all kind of money. But they are
right.
Abusing the citizens. They're abusing the women and the children on trumped-up charges. And you got to go all the way to the FBI. Got to go to the top. And if the top don't do nothing,
yeah.
We'll be at the margin. Okay?
And Trump right. did all of this stuff. Trump ain't went nowhere. Trump have tried to overthrow the government. If Obama had to did that, Obama would have been in prison right now. White
oh, yeah.
folks take
oh,
care
yeah.
white folks, and black folks like begin to take care of black folks. And I'm going to tell
oh,
you
yeah.
on Monday, you pass the word, if you got a problem, call me on Monday on the Dr. King show. That come on from from 9 to 10. And we're going to take care of that. But I want to tell you, young lady, when I come to Detroit, you take anybody's name, let them know we're going to meet. We're going to talk to the chief of police of Detroit and even the mayor. You know, because Detroit was one of Dr. King's strongholds, and also Dr. C.L. Franklin, Richard Franklin dad, was very involved with Dr. King in Detroit. And because of Dr. King and Leo Franklin in Detroit, they did a lot of changes. But you still got a lot of rogue police and racism right there in the city of Detroit, like right here in Chicago. Dr. King's in Chicago is the most racist city he ever been in. I remember when we marched to Marquette Park. They said, nigga, go home. We already at home. We ain't going nowhere. And let me show you how the press do. You had black people doing latrina. You know what the press put in there? They are, I think the press said, these are refugees. We come to the press. There ain't no refugees. These are people come from Louisiana. There ain't no refugees. They are citizens. But that press will play tricks what they call it. I think Trump got it good, too. Talking about phony press. They'll say anything. They were calling black refugees out of Mississippi and out of Louisiana when they had the Katrina. We called them and said, what you call them people refugees on TV? They try to set the tone that every neighborhood is black. Every neighborhood is bad. Okay? When killing go on in the black community, they put it on the TV. When killing go on in the white community, you don't hear about it. The only thing you hear about it when 10 or 20 got killed. Like what happened up there in Arizona, Dakota somewhere. People got killed, they bring, but when they get killed in school, they bring it out. But when two people get killed, they don't bring it. If in Chicago and Detroit and Louisiana and one black on black crime, what about white on white crime over in Premier? Now, I never heard the press say white on white crime. I never heard the press say, look, we want $1 million for Chicago to fight the crime, or Detroit to fight the crime, or Tennessee or Alabama or Mississippi to fight the crime. But they can send trillions of dollars over what white folks fight white folks. Now, see, Quiller and all them big companies, how many blacks they got on the board? I was asking. We're going to find out. One of our projects in 23 to find out how many black people General Motors got, how many cars we buy, how many Ford got on the board, Chrysler, y'all got Mercedes. How many blacks on the board of Mercedes? And these companies is worldwide. Really? And you buying cars like they water, and they don't represent you. Now, when Dr. King was killed, he was murdered because he was talking about gear from economic development. He was talking about reparations. They killed Dr. Martin Luther King and killed Malcolm X. They were talking about pay us what you owe us. Now, ain't no preachers talking about that. These preachers want a Rolls Royce and a Cadillac and an airplane and go somewhere on the island with four or five holes. That's what they want. Well, we got some people got to come back to God, come back to save the people. And what we got, me and you, got to rally these people, the poor people. When I say poor people, I'm talking about poor white, poor brown, poor black. When the poor people come together, we can make some change. Dr. King was talking about poor people come together. The rich get richer and the poor get poor. When that man slapped Boasted, when slapped, that man slapped the Boasted wife beside the head, and she quit the Congress because her husband got whipped beside the head with a hammer. See what I'm saying? Now, what I'm saying to you, the truth got to come out that these people that are rich, some of them saying they're Republican and they're Democrat, some of the Democrats say they're Democrat, they're Republican. There's no way that Trump got by with all the stuff he done did, and they still come out, as I'm president, we're going to vote back for him. I'll vote for anybody. I'll vote for Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse. If they said, Bishop, we're going to give reparations to black people. If they ain't giving reparations to black folks, then you can't get my vote. I'll keep my vote in my pocket. It ain't doing no good no way, because you get up there and lie. See, you run to all the churches, I'm going to do this to them. And when you get up there, you don't do what the voters do. That's where we got to start thinking. We got to think outside the box. We got to think for our ancestors. Think what all your ancestors. The reason you poll. The reason you fired from the job. Because when other people come over, you came here in the bottom of the ship. You didn't come here no more to make flowers. You come in the bottom of the ship. And when the other people come, they classify them white. If you come from Africa, they classify you white. If you come from Haiti, they classify you white. But if you're already here, you're black. Y'all believe what I'm saying? And they tell the black Africans, don't mess with them people already here. When they come, they go move them in the neighborhood. Like the boy over got killed over there in Michigan. He was in a white neighborhood. And the white man to hold it and put the gun to his head and shot him and killed him for nothing. Because of license plate. But he was told, don't associate with black folks. Let me tell you tonight, if you don't get nothing else I said, you are a Native American. You're a Native American black. That means that you're supposed to be him, and you're supposed to have what American folks give you. They're supposed to give you out of reparation. Because black folks made Mississippi rich with cotton, made Louisiana rich with sugar cane. Made Virginia rich with tobacco. People come all over the world, Jerry, to buy tobacco, to buy cotton, to buy sugar cane. when they brought blacks here, they dropped them off in Virginia. They dropped them off in North and South Carolina, sold them on the block. And the slave masters used to come and get them with overseers. And walk them all the way from North Carolina to Mississippi, to Arkansas, to Louisiana. It might take them a month to get there, and lots of them been died before they get there. Oh, we got a story to tell. Ain't nobody can walk in my shoes but me. Can't nobody walk in a black man's shoes but him. Now, let me give you something else. You got black faith. Let me say it again. Black faith. Oh, I'm with you, but you know you white when you got that black face. You remember back when white folks used to get some mud and put on their face and play black? That's what America's doing now. Corporation talking black, but they ain't really got no black on the board. Tell me, who can tell me 10 companies got black on their board? If they did, the policies would change. The insurance company, redlining in the black community. How many blacks is on the insurance companies? How many blacks on the board of these insurance companies? We spend all the money. They take the money and put it in soccer fields, football fields, put it on people uniform, but that ain't helping us. Oh, I'm talking tonight. Thank you. Is anybody else have something to say? Now, what else you got to say about the police, young lady, 1138? What you say? You on? Well, I want everybody to give this number on Monday to Dr. King Movement, where you can invite somebody to call and have a problem. 515-605-9890 on Monday, Dr. King Movement. And we're going to start taking names, dates, places, cities, wherever you might be. One, you have something else to say, Mary?
No.
Okay, do you know anybody that got that kind of problem? Have them give me a call, okay?
Okay.
And when I come to Detroit, have some people ready where we can sit down and we can set up a Brent or the Dr. King Nonviolent Political Movement where we can start in Detroit. Because Dr. King's stronghold, Detroit, okay, look like all the civil rights organizations has shut down. I don't hear the NAACP, Urban League, doing nothing. Okay? Most of them shut down. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Because they're straight away from we don't need, we need to be together. Thank you for that. Oh, okay, 3711, your line is open. You have anything to say? Things like that will work. Now, what I'm saying, tonight, as we get ready, and I was looking for Brother White, I guess he must have overslept. And some of the else things going on, Jerry, they stealing black people's land down in Arkansas and Mississippi. They taking their land and reclassifying the land down in Monroe, down in Homer, down in Yazoo City, down in Rayville, and all down through there in Arkansas. They're taking black folks' land. You know, the slaves got this land, but they're taking it back. And they're pouring a lot of drugs, dope, cocaine, and pills in them neighborhoods. So we've got to have the movement to stop it. And the movement is our young folks. Young folks don't know what's going on. Because they got to be taught to know what's happening. That's happening with that. This is what Dr. King said, and it's so cool to listen to this tonight. This is what Dr. King said.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
Dr. King said the greatest march will go down in the history of our nation. We still, Dr. King been dead, I don't know how many years he's been dead, but he's been dead a long time. And we still ain't free. We still fighting for the racism. We still fighting for jobs. We still fighting for housing. They still write nigger go home. They still not got you on the board. And they try to divide the black between the black. Willie Lynch is left. If you black, get back. If you white, come around.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, The Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity 100 years later. The Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hoped that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must fail to conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy, which has engulfed the Negro community, must not lead us to a distrust of all white people, for many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of all the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. Yes. And staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."